Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 246 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about Alex's first day of school. We're going to talk about Caroline's recent trip to fish camp. We're going to talk about an idea that our friends Knox and Jamie came up with on the podcast that has left me fascinated, and so much more. Also, you can find things that we like and love to use on our Amazon store at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And as always, we are delighted that you're here with us, and we hope you enjoy episode 246. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And I don't know. It's the first day of school here in Birmingham.
I know. Alex Hudson started his senior year.
He started his senior year today, which is just so hard to believe. But I mean, you know, it happens. This is how the whole thing's rigged. So this is what we're dealing with. He did say that yesterday he was walking out to football practice with a couple of friends of his. And one of his friends said, like, man, this is like our last first Monday, you know.
Yeah.
And I think they're excited, though. I think they're, you know, they're ready. And I'm telling you what, he was a lot more sort of optimistic and into it this morning than he was on that first day of first grade. I found a picture.
I
actually put on Instagram, and he was not really having it on the first day of first grade. But but this morning, I mean, even he got his stuff in his car and came back in. And he said, "So you want a picture?" And I said, "I do. I want a picture." So
there you go. Listen, you got to document these moments. The last first day, the last first day. Well, it's funny, the parallels, because Caroline had said, you know, kindergarten for her, when she started kindergarten, you know, you could go have lunch with her. And so, of course, we were super excited to go have lunch with her.
I'm sure.
I'd go have lunch with her. Mimi and Bops would go have lunch with her. And about like 3 weeks into her kindergarten year, she told us all, like, basically just said, "Y'all need to quit coming to have lunch with me because I'm too sad when you leave." Like, she couldn't handle us coming and leaving. And she said, "I don't know that I'm not going to feel that same way at A&M. Like, you know," she said, "I may have to tell y'all, like, hey, y'all are going to need to quit coming so much because it's too sad to see you leave." But I was like, it's funny how some things about your personality don't change no matter how old you get.
Bless it. Well, I know. David said last night, because when I was working at school, a lot of days when I would leave to go grab me some lunch, I would just grab Alex some lunch. Mm-hmm. And so he had really good lunches, you know, pretty much the whole time he was in high school.
Yeah.
And so last night, Alex was talking about what he was going to pack for his lunch today. And David was like, "You're not going to take that baby some lunch today." And I said, "I am not. That baby is on his own for lunch."
Yeah,
so
that day is over.
Yeah,
that
ship has sailed. So he took some leftovers and some things to snack on during the day and some Gatorade because they had workouts this morning. And then we'll have football practice this afternoon.
Whew.
I know. And listen, yesterday I ran by the school yesterday afternoon. My friend Casey took some of the furniture that had been in my office and put it in her choir room, like one of the big rugs and a sofa. And so she said, "Why don't you swing by and see?" And she took, I had those bright yellow stools and she took those down there. And so I went by to see, and when I got out of the car, the football team was on the field practicing, and I think it was the hottest day in terms of just how humid it was and the way the sun was hitting, like it was just merciless outside. Ugh. And I thought, I don't know how they're out there. Like, I don't know how they do it. And so when Alex got home last night, I said, and he laid down in the floor when he got home. And I said, "Was that the hottest one yet?" He said, "It was, but it was good." So I don't know how they think that's fun, but they do.
Well, God bless the youth.
I know. That, I think, more than anything, going into senior year, and I bet you felt this way about Caroline, that's the main thing that makes me a little sad is because I think when this football season is over, he is going to miss that. Oh, my word. He's going to miss being with those coaches. He's going to miss his team. But just the – he never minds going to football practice ever. That's going to be a gut punch.
I think that was the killer. I was so glad that soccer was a spring season because then it felt like – we still had the whole year before we got to the end of that, you know, like it was like we had time. But it's funny though, because Caroline and I were driving yesterday somewhere and it was hot and we were driving past some of her old soccer practice fields. And she goes, I would die right now if somebody told me I had to go out there and practice.
Okay.
And we were talking about a lot of her friends that are playing that, you know, she played club soccer with, and now they're going off to school to play soccer. And she was like, I saw so-and-so's Instagram yesterday. She said, and like, if you told me that I was going to college right now to play soccer, I'd want to die. Okay. She said, that sounds terrible. And I was like, well, that's how you know you're done.
That's how you know.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, I'm so over it. But she, I think, has decided that she's good. She wants to do intramurals, but in what is a surprising twist, she's decided flag football might really be her thing. So
I can totally see that. That's the legacy of the Powderpuff game, right?
It is. Yeah. Because, you know, she was the MVP at the Powderpuff game. And so she really feels like maybe she's missed her calling. And so I think she is going to look into some flag football. And so she's really excited about that. So
Alex has already said he wants to do intramurals in college, which I guess is how, when you have been in a sport for a long time, it's how you cope with the fact that it's going away.
Yes.
But and just too, to kind of fill that competition void or to fill that team void. But he has said he is very interested in intramurals, which I never did, by the way.
Well, and I'm thinking, and how many moms pull up in their soccer chair on intramural Tuesday night at Texas A&M to watch?
You might could start a trend.
Is that appropriate?
You could start a Facebook page, post that schedule, get a snack schedule going.
Yeah, bring some orange slices,
some Capri Suns. Come on.
Oh, golly. Hey, taking a quick break. This episode of the Big Boo Cast is brought to you by Bitty Baby from American Girl. Every child loves to play pretend, and parents know the stories children act out help shape the person they grow to be. One of the things I miss the most about having a little kid is hearing her play with dolls and mimic the things that she'd heard me say to her a million times. There's something that's so encouraging about that because you realize that they're taking in more than you even realize. It's so important to provide your little ones with toys that foster those nurturing traits of love and kindness and care. And Bitty Baby is really one of the best way for moms to introduce their little ones to the world of American Girl. Bitty Babies are honestly one of the most lifelike dolls I've ever seen. You can get them with any shade of hair or color of skin, and every detail is just perfect. And they're such a great way to give young kids a fun way to learn how to nurture something. These dolls and the lessons that they teach are meant to last. This year, Bitty Baby is getting a whole new look with new designs and colors, plus matching clothes for girls so she can coordinate her look. And you'll find all the modern accessories and real wood furniture needed to support the story moments that she explores and enrich her creativity along the way. I highly recommend the stroller because if I remember from Caroline being a toddler, there is nothing kids like more than being able to push a stroller around. From feeding and dressing and playing with their baby to taking them on the go and soothing them to sleep after a long day of play, Bitty Babies really do enrich the daily life of your child. They give so many moments to enjoy that it will inspire kindness for a lifetime. You can teach that kindness is the ultimate gift with Bitty Baby. You can get an exclusive one-time offer of 15% off your order of Bitty Baby products with promo code BIGBOO at AmericanGirl.com. That's AmericanGirl.com, promo code BIGBOO. The exclusions include 18-inch dolls, Courtney Arcade, and Bitty Baby furniture. See AmericanGirl.com/BBPodcast for details.
So Caroline had what you A&M people call fish camp this past weekend.
She did. She did. So I'm going to tell you that I have driven about 2,000 miles back and forth across the state of Texas in the last week. So
you really have.
I really have. So she had Impact Retreat. So just for everybody to know, so Impact Retreat, I think I talked about it last week. So it is a Christian, it's all Christian based, kind of freshman orientation camp. So it's just, it's the whole point is to get them like plugged in spiritually when they get to A&M. So it's put on by different churches and different ministries, and they have counselors. And so the format is very similar to what was the original freshman orientation camp, which is Fish Camp, which Tons of kids go to every
Right.
year, freshmen. I mean, I think A&M, I think the freshman class this year is somewhere over 12,000 kids.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, like 12,000 kids.
I had no idea.
Yeah. So,
That's a lot.
And not that all of them will go to fish camp. I mean, there's still limited spaces, but I'm going to tell you that there were at least 40 charter buses that went to her session.
My word.
And I think there are 8 sessions of fish camp, 8 to 10 sessions of fish camp that start in July and run through August. And so fish camp, like I went to fish camp but way back in 1989, ye olden days. But back then we used to just take, which I did laugh because several old Aggies messaged me and they said, when did they start taking charter buses? Because we just took the Aggie shuttles to
Right.
fish camp. And I was like, yeah, so that's because New Army is bougie,
Right.
know, like they get charter buses. And so they go to this Lakeview camp in Palestine, Texas, and it's where you essentially learn all the things about being an Aggie. Like it's where they indoctrinate you into the cult that is Texas A&M. And in fact, somebody messaged me and they were like, so is being a freshman at A&M different than being a freshman somewhere else? And I was like, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
Like it's a whole, so we have yells that you have to learn because we have yell leaders, not cheerleaders. So you learn all the signals for the yells. You learn the war hymn if you don't already know it. You learn about all our traditions, silver taps and muster and all of those things. So it's like they take like 2 days. That's exactly. Thank you.
That's just because I have edited that fight song into the end of the episode enough times that I've learned it. But maybe I could go. Maybe they would let me go.
Maybe they would. Well, and it's funny because Caroline has so grown up with it that when I picked her up from fish camp, I said, so what'd you think? And she said, it was good. She said, I had fun. She goes, but I really didn't learn anything I didn't already know.
Okay.
And
well thought, done, well, Mama. Well
yeah,
done.
That's right. Your mm-hmm. mom has. And she said, in fact, she said at one point when the war hymn came on, she said a couple of people were trying to act too cool. And I was like, circle up. I was like, that's right.
You don't even know how that delights me. Like, get in it or go home.
Yeah, like we are in it. So she has been living her best life. So
bless it.
She has gotten to be fully herself. She's so happy. She, it was funny because some people said impact, some people said fish camp. I will say that I think overall she enjoyed impact more.
Yeah. Well, that was probably a little more relational if I'm guessing.
Exactly. Yeah. It was, I think it was just, and I think she just felt like she met kind of more people that'll be like her people, you know, just made some deep connections just because I think the spiritual component and all of that. So I think she liked it more. And she really was fortunate. I mean, she had a great group and she had a darling counselor and she just met some really great people.
Mm-hmm.
And so she loved that. And then she was literally home for a day and then she left for fish camp. And she said fish camp was fun. She goes, but it was a lot more surface and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so she said it was fun for what it was and she had a good time, but impact was by far, but she said she was glad she did both. And
good.
she said doing impact first made her appreciate impact even more when she went to fish camp. So, so that was that. So we did that, but then I had driven to Waco and back to drop her off at impact and then drove back to get her and then drove back home. And then I drove to College Station to drop her off and came back home and then drove to College Station to pick her back up. So it has been a lot of miles is what I'm telling you.
No joke.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it was all good. And, you know, then you love because the time with her in the car, you're like, well, I wouldn't try. That's worth all the driving because you get to hear the fresh recap and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. That's so good.
Yeah. So it's good. Hey, it's me taking a break to tell you about HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. You can skip the trips to the grocery store, which is such a win, and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips with less prep, less effort, and minimal cleanup. So you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes, which is my preferred time, is to get dinner on the table. HelloFresh also has calorie-smart options that make it easier to enjoy tasty, lower-calorie meals without scouring the grocery store for ingredients and the web for easy recipes that you don't even know if they're going to be good. You can choose from 50 menu and market items each week, from vegetarian meals to Kraft burgers and extra special gourmet options are all available. There's something for everyone to enjoy with all the recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your order on the app within minutes. You can change your delivery day, your food preferences, your plan size, or skip a week whenever you need to. Now that it's about to be just the two of us, Perry and I are absolutely going to rely on HelloFresh for a lot of our dinners. I don't want to deal with the food math required to figure out how to cook for just two people, and I really don't want to come up with new things to cook. HelloFresh is the perfect solution, and I love that there are so many healthy, delicious items. Go to HelloFresh.com/BigBoo14 and use code BigBoo14 for up to 14 free meals plus free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/BigBoo14 and use code BigBoo14 for up to 14 meals plus free shipping. And you'll see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. So what'd y'all do this weekend?
Well, let me just preface it by saying this. Last week was not my best week. Okay. You know, I'm a nine. I don't process things much in the moment. I just tend to roll on through. Uh-huh. And I would say last week was really when it hit me that I was not going back to school, that I was not going to get to see the kids, especially yeah. the girls in Alex's senior class that I have spent so much time with uh-huh. On a daily basis, and that I really missed my friends from school.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So, let's see, that's June, July, August. So 3 months, essentially, after school is out, and almost 6 months after I decided not to go back, mm-hmm. I felt my feelings.
Okay. So, that makes sense.
Not that I hadn't had moments of feeling, but like last week, I really felt it. So anyway, so there's just, you know, there's grief with that for different reasons. And there's, I had a little bit of FOMO with everybody mm-hmm. being back at school. So we ended up going on Saturday. We went to the lake with our friends, the Mixons and the Coonses, and all the kids. And let me just tell you, I have decided that when I am feeling feelings, I just need water. Like it just, okay. I just need water uh-huh. because we got in the lake, and then we were in the boat for a while going to lunch and coming back and all that kind of stuff. But like when I tell you that I stayed in the lake all afternoon, and it was kind of like everybody kind of gradually got out and made their way and to the dock and sat there and talked back and forth. But our friend Joey, we were not giving up. Like we were
okay. Okay.
We were not leaving, and we kept looking at each other, and I was going, I would say, I'm not getting out. I'm staying in here. And he was like, I'm staying in here. So finally, late in the evening, we finally got out of the water, but it was really good. It was just good. I think it was almost like group therapy, even uh-huh. though we didn't talk a ton about, you know, all the feelings. It was just good to be with friends and good to be with the kids and all that. So that was a fun day.
That's good.
And then I've also decided that I need the water, and then I also need to cook. Like for okay. some reason the cooking helps. And so I decided on Sunday afternoon I was going to make a caramel cake for the first time in my life. Uh-huh. I made Jan Morton's recipe because I had seen that Beth Moore had yes. made it the day before. Uh-huh. And I don't really like to bake, but I do like to make a cake. I really yes. like to make a cake. So I made a caramel cake. I felt it was relaxing. I felt good about it. It turned out it was delicious. It was a mm-hmm. really tasty cake. And so now I'm kind of wondering, so is that what I do moving forward? Is there a cake a week? Do I come in every Sunday afternoon now? Because what I'm used to on Sunday afternoon in the school year is like gearing up for the week, figuring out what we have going on, like podcast wise, what do I need to do for that? Because usually I would come straight home from school on Monday afternoons and we would record. Uh-huh. So there wasn't a whole lot of time to think about that other than like on a Sunday afternoon. So now I'm yeah. like, well, maybe I bake cakes. Maybe that's okay. what I do. I don't know.
That's how you cope.
That's how I cope.
That's how you cope. Mm-hmm. Listen, I get it. I'm all about the coping mechanisms mm-hmm. right now. Like yeah. what do you need to do?
Yeah. have to do it forever, but maybe right now I just need to bake a cake. And I don't, we don't have to keep the cake. I'll give the cake away. But I just, maybe I just need to focus. So what I've tried to do for this week, and this is, as you know, this is not my personality at all, but I have really tried to plan out my week so that I don't have the chunks of unproductive time that I had last week, because I feel like I'm so used to running on a bell schedule and I'm so used to kind of living that life that I need to find ways at the end of the day to feel like I've done something. Not that I'm just sitting around watching Netflix, but it's just a different vibe. Even if I'm sitting around thinking about what can I write about next, it doesn't feel the same as like the constant interactions that I would have at school.
So today
I'm going to meet my friend Casey for lunch because she didn't have to work today. And then my friend Daphne is coming in tonight. She's
Fun.
Yeah. She has a flight into Birmingham late and she's spending the night. So I feel like I've got some good little markers for the week. We're going to get through it. So,
yeah. I think it's funny because I've kind of been doing that same thing. Like in a way I'm almost right now, I was telling Gelly yesterday, like I'm almost paralyzed and feel like I can't plan anything or commit to anything till I get Caroline off to school. Like I can't, you know, and my birthday's Saturday and everybody, and I'm turning 50. And so everybody's like, you're turning 50. And I'm like, I can't even think about that right now. I'm sorry. Like that's just going to have to take a backseat and we can celebrate that in September. But I'm like, but I am trying to like think, because I think one of the ways I've coped this summer, which I have mentioned, is Caroline, is she going to have too much stuff in her dorm room? Probably.
It's okay.
Like like last night when I ordered her own neti pot to take to college.
Feels like you've gotten on down the list of necessities.
Feels like at this point when she's better equipped off at college than she is at home.
Right. Listen, does she use a neti pot regularly at home? Or did you just think, that might be something she needs?
I just felt like her allergies might flare up at College Station. I'm aware of it. I recognize the crazy where I'm like, you know, if I order her, I mean, it's every time I go on Amazon, I'm like, oh, you know what she's going to need.
Yes.
And so I feel like this is how I've been coping. But I know that's about to come to an end because I'm going to move her in. And then what am I going to do? You know, like at that point she can go get her own stuff and we're going to be done with that. So, but I've been trying to think, I'm like, okay, I've got to have a plan, because I was like, if I don't have a plan, like I know myself, like I can't just sleep in till,
let me tell you something,
11 every morning. Like I've got to, I'm like, cause I will turn into a vampire. Like I'm going to start staying up till 3 a.m. and like sleep until noon. And that's just not really the productive way to live, you know?
Right. Well, and you and I both have a tendency when we are emotionally overwhelmed to really go inward and to really circle the wagons in terms of like we really get in that place where we could or could not leave the house for a couple of weeks.
Well, and I'm thinking, I'm like, I need to get up and I need to start walking the, like, I just need to say that, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start walking the dogs every morning. Like I'm an, I need a thing. Like I need to, like, I've been working out like 2 days a week, but I was like, I think I need, I mean, 2 days a week with my trainer guy, but I'm like, I think maybe I need to up that to three. Like, I think I need to, cause I'm like, I don't have anything else going on. Like, it's just, it's weird. It's very strange. Like, I don't know. It's so I'm having to process, like, I won't have anybody to get up and like cook breakfast for. Not that I really cook breakfast for, but I didn't get to watch her pour her cereal in the, you know?
Right. You don't get to support her as she fixes her breakfast. I ran into another mom from Alex's grade yesterday in the grocery store and she said, so how's it going? And I was like, it's so weird. I mean, I said, as long as we've lived in Birmingham for 21 years, I have gotten up and I I'm supposed to be in it at school right now. And so here's another thing I did this week you'll appreciate. I was like, I'm going to get up at 6:30 every morning. Like I need a wake up time. So that... And then, you know, I mentioned last week how I'm doing Beth's Galatians Bible study, do my Bible study, but I'm the same way. I feel like I have to have almost a checklist so that mainly so my mind does not get idle. Like I need some things to focus on. And as much as I'm an introvert, I need to be around people
a
little bit, you know, like I need to. I need to be around groups of people a couple of times a week. So I've thought through all that too. We're gonna figure it out.
We're going to figure it out. It's getting used to the new normal. And I remember the last time I really felt this way. I remember when Caroline went to kindergarten and all of a sudden I was home by myself every day from like 8:30 to 2:30 or whatever. It was like, it was just an adjustment, you know, cause I had been so used to like being with her constantly. And I feel like this is kind of that same thing where it's like, okay, I just have to figure out a new thing. And Perry even said, he's like, we're going to have to figure out like, how do we eat dinner just the two of us? You know, like what do you cook? Because like last night I even made this $1 million spaghetti casserole thing. And I mean, I made a ton. Like it's more than the three of us will even eat. But I was like, oh, I've got to way scale back how much food I'm cooking. And so I don't know. It's a whole, and then part of me thought, maybe I'm going to put Perry and I on some sort of paleo diet in the fall. Like,
oh, that's what we need. We need y'all to get on a juice fast. Like we need something along those lines just because the stories will be so good. So,
oh, listen, Perry would do a juice fast that then allows him to eat a whole box of Nilla wafers after.
Well, that sounds fair.
Hey, it's me taking a break to tell you about NoteCube. NoteCube is the new and thoughtful way to show someone special how much you love and appreciate them. It's a beautifully packaged box that's full of bespoke, customized messages based on all that person's amazing qualities, and you can even add photos. To me, NoteCube is the perfect, thoughtful, unexpected gift. It's different than anything else you could give, and it's the perfect gift for Mother's Day or Father's Day, anniversaries, birthdays, weddings. And Caroline doesn't know this, but I've had one made that I've packed with all her college things. That way, even though she's far away, I can let her know every day how much she is loved. To me, this just feels like an easy way to keep her encouraged in this new season with daily notes of encouragement. You create your notes by clicking on the person's amazing qualities, and then personalized notes are generated for you to then edit, and you can add photos. They also have an engraved wooden box option, which is so pretty and makes such a great gift, and it only takes a few minutes. Right now, NoteCube has a special offer to all of our listeners. You can get 20% off when you use the code BIGBOO. They have free delivery worldwide, and you can shop online at thenotecube.com. It's easy to create, it lasts a lifetime, and again, it's such a special gift that they can treasure forever. You can get 20% off when you use the code BIGBOO.
The other thing that happened last week, besides me finally feeling my feelings about leaving school, is that I got a video back from the new devotional book that's coming out at the end of September. Because about a month ago, I did some videos with three of my girls from school and their moms that are going to be used like on social media and that kind of stuff as the devotional book comes out. And so they finished one of them and sent it to me just to see like, hey, are you good with like the look of this, the feel of this? Is this what you had in mind? And let me tell you what, it was absolutely what I had in mind. They did a fantastic job. I loved the kind of the tone of it and the fact that it felt like a conversation. It didn't feel scripted, and it wasn't scripted, but I loved the whole vibe of it. Let me tell you something. I wrote back and I said, I love it. I think y'all did a great job. It's exactly what I had in mind, but let me tell you what I thought. Why did nobody tell me I needed to get a facelift before I did this? Why? I was like, so when do you put the filter on? Like, is there going
to... Can I have the Sybil Shepherd filter for moonlighting, please?
Can y'all make this look like there was Vaseline on the camera lens? And the more I thought about it, I was like, because I'm going to tell you what, like, I told Stephanie and Casey, I said, y'all didn't tell me that my eyes, what's happening. Y'all have not disclosed that to me and around my mouth. And so when I thought back on it, I was like, oh, the camera that was on me, Neil, the guy who was filming me, was on the floor. So for one thing, he was filming me from the floor up.
Okay.
But let me tell you, but listen, that's no excuse. The camera can only reflect what it sees, right? So I can't say, oh, well, I should have known it wouldn't be as flattering if he was filming. No, I need truth tellers in my life to say like, hey, we've reached a point where your face looks a little bit like it's melting. And you're going to notice this when you have videos made of yourself. So, but I'm going to tell you what, it didn't even put me in a bad state of mind, because I was just like, what do I think I'm going to, I can't do anything about it now. They don't, as a general rule, use filters when they film videos for books. Although I might ask for that next time. And I'm not going to get a facelift, but man, it just, I'm working with a whole different situation there than I was 5 or 10 years ago. It's
humbling. It's humbling. It's humbling to see yourself on camera. You know what I mean? Cause I think the day to day, you just go along with it and you're like, that's my face. You know, it's fine.
That's going to be your next book. That's my face.
That's my face. Like, it's just, and maybe it doesn't look quite like what it, but I think it's that whole thing of like, and I feel this having a daughter where it's like, I look at Caroline and I think, well, she and I look alike, and then we'll take a picture together.
Right.
And in my mind, I should still look more like her, but I'm like, oh no, I don't. Like, I don't look like her. Like, I look like a 50-year-old version of her, it is what it is. But
sure.
It's humbling because you don't normally see yourself from kind of more of an outside objective thing.
Yeah. What I've realized about myself through this post video exploration, like, my skin is thin, you know?
Interesting. Okay.
I feel like my skin is thin, like compared to what it used to be, where I was like, why do I feel like my skin used to be like thick and supple, but now it feels like my skin is thin. And, but I really, it does make me laugh. Like when I think about my reaction where I was like, you need to smile all the time because your resting face, what that does around your mouth is not like that's not your friend. That's not your friend. So y'all just need to know that if you see these videos, like, the Lord will ensure that you continue to walk in humility, that your heart is for service and not for personal glory. Cause I tell you what, I'm not going to get is any person nobody's going to say, like, gosh, I really hope that I can have that same thing going around the corners of my mouth that she does. That's what a goal. So
it's well, they try to sell you on that just shows you've lived a joyful life because you've smiled a lot.
Right. Yeah. And that's what everybody said. That's what they said. Yeah. But listen, I would have kept this mouth like immobile for a while if I had known where it was going to take me. So
I know, I get it. But I will say, like, this morning looking on Instagram, like, I think you with Alex in first grade, you've fared pretty well. I have to say, like, your skin and everything, I don't think you look a lot different.
I needed that today. I'm not even going to say, oh, don't say that. I'm going to say thank you for saying that to me, because I really needed that this morning.
No, I really did. I looked at it this morning and I was like, well, Sophie looks exactly the same. Like, I really do. Yeah, I really do. And you think that's been a long time ago. So I think and that to me is the beauty of the fair skinned person, because you didn't do the sun damage that some of us did. So, because I think your skin looks good. So, you know, take encouragement where, I mean, that's a victory.
Thank you.
A victory.
Okay. I may write that on like an index card and put it on my bulletin board here.
Yeah, I think just be encouraged. Hey, taking a quick break to tell you about KiwiCo. We all know that this school year will be filled with transitions, whether your kids are going back to school or logging into a classroom from home. And as parents, it can be so time consuming to give your kids the extra help they might need this year. Well, here's a bit of help. Hands-on science and art projects you can get delivered to your door. KiwiCo can deliver a science fair or an art class right to your door, and even I've been surprised by how much I love these Kiwi crates. Caroline has received a pencil sharpener and a thing to build a radio, and it's so fun to watch them be able to put something together and to see how it works. It's just the perfect thing for a child to do at home. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to their door every month. They'll be so excited when they see them arrive in the mail, and you'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are. These are real engineering, science, and art projects for children. As a parent, it can be so hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged, but KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together. There is something for kids of all ages. Everything is shipped right to your door, and there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel any time. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/bigboo. That's KiwiCo.com/bigboo.
Anything else going on?
No, I was going to say one funny thing. So I was driving so much and I've listened to different podcasts and playlists and whatever. And so when I was driving to College Station on Sunday, I was like, I really need something like peppy because I was tired, you know, yeah. Like I was like, I need something to kind of get me going. And so I have a playlist on Spotify that I made years ago, like when Spotify first came out, and it's called College Station. And it's all the songs that like have memories and or I associate with my college years.
And that's a brilliant idea.
And I love it. Like in Gully and I think I made it one time when she and I were traveling to A&M to go watch. I mean, I think going to watch Johnny Manziel play Alabama. I think so 2013 is when I made this playlist. I'm just going to go ahead and say I'm fine sharing the link with y'all. But y'all need to know that there's some inappropriate songs. I'm just going to call it right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need you to get on me and say, I can't believe you listen to these songs. I can't believe I listen to some of them either, but they're just ones, but it's such a mix of, and maybe this is going to school in College Station. Maybe it's anywhere, but I'm like, so I go from like LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out. And I've got Black or White by Michael Jackson. I've got Ghetto Superstar. Mm-hmm. And then I have The Bluest Eyes in Texas by Restless Heart. You know, like it's the, it Could Have Been Me by Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, like Peace of My Heart by Faith Hill.
I'm still on It Could Have Been Me.
Billy Ray, don't act like he wasn't a thing in those, because he was.
He was a thing.
Back in those times. But one song that Gully and I used to love that I got so tickled listening to it because I hadn't listened to it in years, and it's by Sammy Kershaw and it's called Queen of My Double Wide Trailer.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
Remember? Mm-hmm. And I was listening and I just need to read you this lyrical passage because I laughed out loud in my car. A few nights later, I run into her with some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench. I thought, you know, they don't write songs like that
They really don't.
He's the Charlie Daniels of the torque wrench.
That's an interesting metaphor.
It is. You don't hear that comparison a lot.
You really don't.
And I get what he's saying. Here's the thing. It speaks to me. I get what he's saying. Yeah. But then he said, I whispered, honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV.
Somebody wrote this song based on the actual events of their life the night before.
Yes, they did. And I thought, this is a blessing. But it was just so fun to listen to that College Station playlist. And I'm going to tell you that TLC was a huge part of my college years. I had forgotten how much TLC was.
I love TLC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot of that. Ain't Too Proud to Beg. I'm going to say it was a blessing to my life to listen to some of these songs because it just took me right back.
I think regarding the whole lyrics thing, I think we didn't think about lyrics back when we were singing the songs that we sang in college.
Yeah.
And even at the lake this weekend, the kids were, I don't even know what it was, what they were singing, but I was like, what is that? And then I said, is that nasty? Like, I feel like, that may be nasty. And they were just like, so, you know, but I don't know. I think you just, especially when you're younger, you don't really internalize the message. It just sort of floats on the surface of your brain and you sing along.
Yeah. You just like it. Cause that's, I mean, like, I think, cause I'm going to tell you that when I listened to these songs, I was like, oh, these were bad. Like, and we just sang them and we didn't care. Like, we thought they were great. And now like I'll hear Justin Bieber and it's like, I get my peaches down in Georgia. And I'm like, what do you really mean, Justin Bieber? Right. Like, what?
Yeah.
That sounds suspicious to me, you know?
That's even now, oh, is that your phone?
It is, but that's okay.
Even now, though, like there was a song on Schmigadoon a few weeks ago that I thought was hilarious. And I mentioned it on Twitter that I thought was hilarious. And then some people had some funny comments about it. And then I really thought about it. And I was like, wait, that was bad? That was suggestive? I didn't know. Like, I just took it on the surface level. I wasn't really reading into it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't hit me real deeply, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you just kind of sing along and it's catchy. It's a catchy tune.
It's a catchy tune. Mm-hmm. Well, I have thought a lot about this past week because I guess it was last Wednesday when the new episode of the podcast came out. Uh-huh. They did this whole thing about season passes, about like who are celebrities, people that you just sort of inherently give a season pass to. And they were like, they can't be super famous. Like, you can't say, I give I don't know, I'll give Brad Pitt a season pass because he's too famous. Like he's,
yeah.
But like, who are people? It could be musicians or actors, or even I thought about even everyday people that you would give a season pass to, where you're just inherently interested in everything they do.
Yes.
And even if you don't agree with them on everything, you just tend to give them the benefit of a doubt about a lot. Mm-hmm. And I have thought about that. I can't even tell you how many times I have thought about that this past week.
And well, and do you have any? Because I listened and I thought, I don't know who mine are. Like if they're not, because I can think of bigger celebrities, but
right.
I'm like, I can't think of, I really couldn't think of anybody that's just an average-ish person that I, and maybe I'm overlooking, but I couldn't think of anybody.
I thought about Gabe Dixon. He's a musician.
Okay.
I've seen him live one time, but he is an incredibly gifted piano player. Mm-hmm. And then also does, just his, and writes great lyrics too. But I love his music because it's got a little bit of a Billy Joel vibe to it, but it's funkier.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 10 years plus, I guess I have kept up with Gabe Dixon no matter what. Like I always go to his music. I love knowing what he's doing. And our niece, Melissa, was actually at a Tedeschi Trucks concert a couple of weeks ago at Red Rocks. And she posted about it on Instagram, and I wrote back and was like, oh my gosh, Gabe Dixon's there, because he was playing the keyboard for Tedeschi Trucks. And she was like, who's Gabe Dixon? Oh, you've got to know Gabe Dixon.
Well, I've racked my brain and I couldn't think of anybody. So I don't know what that says about me. And I'm sure there's somebody, I'm just overlooking them, but I don't know.
I don't think Mindy Kaling is too famous to be a season pass.
Well, that's true. I mean, a Mindy Kaling, a Tina Fey, like those would for sure be season passes for me, because I do Amy Poehler, like in that whole genre.
Yeah,
for sure. But yeah, and I think like, and I thought about, and this is an author, but I thought, you know, I love Kelly Corrigan.
Yes, you know? That for
and
sure.
And I was like, anything she writes, I want to read. And so I've got people like that. I couldn't think of any kind of, because other than that, I was like Taylor Swift. And I was like, that doesn't really, I get that doesn't count.
I know who else I thought about, and she passed away several years ago, but Jan Hooks.
Oh, yeah.
Anything Jan Hooks did when she was on Saturday Night Live, later when she was on 30 Rock, anything Jan Hooks did, I wanted to watch it, study it. I just found her consistently always hilarious. So
yeah, that one, that's good. That's a good one.
It's a fun episode. If y'all haven't listened to it yet, probably most of y'all have, but if you haven't, it's a really fun podcast episode to listen to.
I liked it.
I love to think about stuff like that, you know, that I've never had a reason to think about.
I know, exactly.
Okay, so it's your turn for five favorites.
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Let's go.
Okay. My first is, I just got these yesterday. I just posted about them on Instagram, but Allie and Bess, I love their bracelets.
I have worn an Allie and Bess stack probably every day this summer that I've actually gotten dressed.
That's me. I mean, anytime if I'm dressed, I've got on some combination of Allie and Bess bracelets, but they have come out with, which I was so excited. And I'd actually messaged them a while back and said, I really wish y'all would do this. And they said they already had it in the works, but they have done game day bracelet stacks.
It's so smart.
So smart. They're so cute. They've done them in every, and they've kind of, if you look on their site, they've done them by like city. So there's like College Station stack, Starkville stack, you know, Tuscaloosa stack, Waco stack, but they're like whatever your school colors are. And so there really is a color combination for pretty much, I think, any school you could possibly want. And they are just so cute. And I got mine in, and they're a combination of maroon and kind of an ivory and gold. And I love them so much. And I know I'll wear them to every single Aggie game I go to this fall. And they have 10% off right now with the code GAMEDAY10 if you would like. So I think they would be such a great gift if you have somebody going off to school and you want to get them something, or if you want to get yourself a little treat because maybe your child's going off to college and you're trying to cope. They're really just hypothetically. Just saying, they are really, really cute. And I love the way they put together the different textures and the colors and all that stuff.
I do too. They do the mix and match for you, which for now you would be able to mix and match if you were I don't know how to put bracelets together. Yeah. But I have said before, the Allie and Bess bracelets are, I can keep them on all day, which for me is unprecedented because I'm notorious for, I'm going to wear some bracelets. And then they are off of my arm and out of my sight by 10:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So I really love them.
But the thing about these is that they're stretchy. And so because they're stretchy, it's like they actually stay where you want on your wrist. Because I'm same, like I love the look of bangly bracelets, but I can't clink, 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 you know, all day. And so these, you just put them on and they stay. So anyway, really cute. So that was one. The second one was when I got to College Station, I ran into Aggieland Outfitters, which is one of our big stores that has all Aggie apparel. And so, and I will tell you that I ran in there because Caroline really wants a pair of A&M cowboy boots. I'm putting this out as a plea for help, first of all.
This is like the Sam Edelman camellia boots.
It is. And they're sold out everywhere. Like you can't find them. Like they just, they don't exist. I've Googled, I've looked on eBay. And so they had, Aggieland Outfitters had one pair left. They were a size 7. That's not her size. She needs like a 7.5 or an 8.
Okay.
So anyway, that's why I ran in there to see if by some chance they might've had a pair. They didn't.
Okay.
But when I was in there, I was like, well, I probably need to look for some t-shirts and, you know, whatever. And I love consistently, like even in Aggieland Outfitters, the t-shirt brand for like game day stuff that I gravitate to is that Shop 47 brand.
Yes. I have a Mississippi State Shop 47 t-shirt that I love a lot. It's so soft.
They're so soft. They kind of have a retro feel, so they look a little distressed. I just think they have the best designs. Like, I just really love all their stuff. And I have, like, an A&M hoodie that I've ordered from them. I have, like, several A&M t-shirts that I've gotten from them. Like, my favorite one is just, I have this gray, and it just says Texas Aggie. Super simple. But if you're looking for apparel to support your team, that is my favorite place. And they have good sales a lot. They have cute hats. They have all of it.
Yeah. They have really good hats. Yeah. And they have a sweatshirt that, and I can say this because he's not going to listen, that Alex Hudson is going to get for Christmas.
Oh, okay. There you go. You don't think Alex is going to, you don't think it's, he's sitting in his senior year. He's going to be like, I'm going to listen to my mom.
He's sitting in his math class with his AirPods in. No, he has never listened to us. And I don't know why this year would be any different.
Yeah. I feel safe with that. I had to tell Caroline the other day. I was like, you don't even comment on my Instagram. Like you don't. And she was like, here, I'll go on. So like her birthday post, she was like, love you, mom. I was like, thanks. I appreciate that. So I know. Okay. My next one is on my thing of, I've been really into my Texas country music lately. Cause I had talked about Flatland Calvary.
Yes. You did.
But another new album that has come out by Parker McCollum, who I love, is he had a new album that came out about 2 weeks ago called Gold Chain Cowboy.
Okay.
And I am going to tell you, it has been on constant repeat. I love it. I love his songs. I love the way his voice sounds. I love the whole thing. So really good if you're looking for a good country album.
I feel like a lot of Texas people I follow talk about the Parker McCollum. I feel like he's
darling.
He's beloved in Texas. And I'm sure in other places too, but
Yeah. He's kind of, I feel like he's on the verge of like crossing over to be a much bigger star than what he currently is. Like, I feel like this album could be the one that kind of propels him to that next level. Because I mean, we've known him since, I mean, he's just played in like little dance halls and stuff around here. And all of a sudden he's playing in much bigger venues. So, anyway, I really like Gold Chain Cowboy. I think it's really good.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's that. The next one is, I'm going to go back and revisit, and I don't know if this has ever been a favorite, but I'm going to restate it if it is. But I had reordered, I'd run out of, I was using some moisturizer. I don't even remember what it was, but I've gone back to that Cica Cream Age Repair Moisturizer on Amazon, just because this time of year, like I just need something that really, my skin has been dry because I've really been loading up on the retinol.
Okay.
And I just think it's the best, like just moderately priced, like good moisturizer. Like if you just need a, just moisture, cause it doesn't have any retinol in it. It doesn't have, but if you just need something to like hydrate your face, I think it really is one of the all time greats for the price.
Yeah. It's good to have a good moderate something to incorporate cause everything is so expensive.
I mean, you know, and this one, and I like using it. Like I like using it in the morning before I put on my sunscreen. And then I like at night, right before I go to bed, I put it back on after I've done my retinol. And I like it because it isn't expensive. So I don't feel like I have to like siphon it out. You know right. what I mean? I can kind of use what I want to use. So I also ordered Caroline her own jar of it for the dorm.
Oh,
so
bless it. Well, then yeah. she can put it beside her neti pot.
That's right. So she's got to stay moisturized. She's got to keep the nasal passages clean, and she's got to stay moisturized. And then the last thing was something I ordered because I think that things I bought and liked on Instagram, I'm pretty sure that's who saw it, but it was on sale a while back. And I was like, that sounds delightful. And I had just seen, much like you, when I had gone to Colorado, and granted it was a picture we took right after I'd gotten off a flight. Mm-hmm. And I did have a head cold. So there was that, but I was like, my eyes are really puffy. And so I got this Origins Ginseng Refreshing Eye Cream that's supposed to help with puffiness.
It's my favorite.
Okay, you've used it.
Yes, it's my favorite. It's citrusy. It smells yes. great.
Yes.
And it just feels like, not only does it soothe that under eye area, it totally helps with the puffiness. And it just feels like it cools it down. I don't know how to explain it, but it feels so good under your eyes.
It does. And it's got like just a little bit of kind of a highlight effect, you know, mm-hmm. so I feel like it also lightens that up under your eyes, you know, like, cause I kind of just tap it on and then I just kind of let it sit and soak in, but it's got caffeine in it. And so I think that's really the key that's right. what helps with the puffiness, but oh my gosh, I love it so much. And I've never been a big eye cream person. But this has sold me. Like, I'll never be without it again.
It's
so
really
I'm a
good.
Huge fan. Yeah. I'm a huge fan. And it's pretty, and there again, it's not that expensive.
Right.
I feel like it's pretty moderately priced. And even though it's a small little jar, I mean, it's you use such a minimal amount every day. It'll last a good 6 months. I feel like
it's a good one.
It is. It's a really good one. So those are my five favorites for the week.
You did a fantastic job.
Thank you so much. I really tried.
And
really tried.
The spirit wear thing is so timely. This at this particular juncture, because we're headed into football season. It's going to be really hot.
It is.
I mean, I've really thought about shorts and short dresses and all those things. Like, how am I going to sit at these games and continue to enjoy the game? Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's a little warm, a little humid.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little hot. It's a little hot. Well, it's funny because we have two home games in September. A&M does. And I'm like, I don't know that I'm really going to make either one of those.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't, it's just, I can't, unless it's at night, but
yeah,
but beginning of September, you can forget it.
Yeah.
Like that's for the young, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I'm not going to really enjoy a game until late September, early October. And even then I'm going to need it to be later in the day. I'm not going to go to an 11 o'clock game to maybe the end of November.
No, it's way too hot. I think that's just a fair, and the good news is I always feel like September, you're like, there's really not a game that you want. I mean, there's not like an important game in September, because like the two I'm going to miss are Kent State and New Mexico. And I'm like, I feel fine missing both of those. But then come October, I'm like, at least maybe it'll just be 90 instead of the surface of the sun.
Right.
And so I can cope with that.
Right. So. Alrighty, everybody. Well, we'll be back next week, and
we will.
And I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we'll find a way.
Life will provide.
Life will provide. That's exactly right. Okay, we'll talk to y'all later.
All right, bye everybody.
Bye y'all.